Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabosai, coming to you from the Sukkah for the last time in Tafshin Pei Aleph. Today's daf is Irvin Daf Samach Aleph, a good Kvittel, a good Erev Yontif, a good Erev Shabbos. Lots going on, Baruch Hashem, on the calendar. And we have the tremendous chus of finishing the fifth perek in Maseches Irvin. So let's jump right into it. We are on Samach Amud Beis over here. We had just had a statement there of Rabbi Shulchan Levi. He said if a person measures and ends up his measurement of his Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amos, stops smack in the middle of the city, so that's it. That's where he cannot go any longer. But if his Tchum measures through the city, meaning he's within, I don't know, 500 amos of the city, so then, meaning, and theoretically his Tchum would go on for another 1,500 amos, so then the city itself counts as Dalet Amos, and you continue measuring from the other side of the city. So that's what we're up to, and that's what Rabbi Shulchan Levi had just said, and four lines up, I'm Rabbi Idi, in Lano Ela Divrei Nevius. These are words of prophets. Tosas are the long arichas over here, I'm trying to figure out whether that is positive or negative. And he says, Rabbi Idi said, Rabbi Shulchan Levi, oh, you must be a Navi. Was he being serious or sarcastic? So again, he explains, Mali Kalsa B'chatzayir, Mali Kalsa B'sofayir. Right? What's the difference, says Rabbi Idi, whether the Erev stops in the middle of the city or stops at the end of the city? So Rabba says no. It comes to Rabbi Shimon Levi's defense, and he says, Tarvayu Taninhi. We learned both halachos. As we'll see in a second, really, we only learned one halacha. But okay, either way, we learned it in this Mishnah we're going to do in a second, and at the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. So either way, the Mishnah says, if people live in a big city, they can travel with their tchum through an entire small city that's right next to it. But people in a small city are not allowed to travel through a big city on Shabbos that's next to it. Right? Again, it is seemingly the Gemara says, my time, oh, what's the reason? Isn't this because for the small city, their 2,000 amos stop in the middle of the big city. But for people in the big city, if you're measuring from the edge of the big city, so their 2,000 amos go way past the small city, and therefore they can walk through the entire city. So that's both the shita, that's both halachos of Rabbi Shimon Levi. So Ravidi explains, Ravidi anshi anshi tani. So Ravidi, as Rashi explains over here, is a little bit not so clear in the Gemara, but basically Rabbi Idi did not have the girsa of Ein Anshi Eir Ktana. Meaning he held that the Mishnah says, as we'll see on the bottom, that both residents of a small city and residents of a big city can go through the entire opposite type cities on Shabbos. Right? Again, the Brisa we just quoted, Mishnah we just quoted, according to Rava, says Eir Gedola is Mahalchen through Eir Ktana, but Ein Anshi Eir Ktana Mahalchen is Eir Gedola. Rav Idi said no, it was mutter for both of them. He didn't have the aim. He said both of them are allowed to go through either city. And that's a Rav Idi Anshe Anshe Tani. I mean, he had the girsa of Anshe. Meaning both times they are allowed to go through. And he established the Mishnah. I mean, what's the case over here in the Mishnah where you're allowed to traverse both cities? That's benosing, where he put his Eruv, the person that we're talking about, they put the Eruv in the other city. So the Mishnah is simply teaching that he gets the entire city. Right? That Eruv is considered, right? He's considered as if he's a resident of that city. Aval Modeid, meaning it's as if, right? It's as if he's a resident. Aval Modeid Lotan, but he's not talking of a case of measuring, meaning this Mishnah is not related to our case at all. What did Rabbi Shimon Levi said? He said if you're measuring 2,000 amos, if it ends in the middle of the city, if it stretches past the city, so according to Rabbi Idi, this Mishnah is talking about a case where a guy put his Eruv in the other city. Well, it's not talking about a case of measuring whatsoever and has no bearing on our situation. When it says, one second, below, really, another attempt. Really, Rabbi Shimon Levi's halachos, we're not talking the Mishnah of the time, we know the Mishnah, below modeid, if someone is measuring, sha'amru, meaning that this guy who's measuring that we're talking about, nosim l'alpayim amo, he gets 2,000 amos. Shafilu sof midaso. Kal b'ma'ara. Right? Because even if his 2,000 amos end in the middle of a cave, so then that's where he has to stop. He can't go through the rest of the cave. That's Rabbi Shulchan Levi Shita or Din, that a person's 2,000 amos stops in the middle of a city, he can't go any further. So okay, Nechanavi. So the Gemara says, that's fine, but sofa yiritz tricha leida. No. That case was taught. But The case, the halacha, Rav Shimon Levi, that said that an entire city counts as Dalet Amos, and if your Eruv goes past it, that is the Lotzanah. That's not taught in the Mishnah anywhere. And that, he must have been a Navi. Okay, fine. Tanan, we went into the Mishnah. Again, we had two Girsas in the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud, that either it's Ein Anshei Yerketana Mahalchen is Kol Yer Gedola, or Anshei Yerketana Mahalchen is Kol Yer Gedola. So let's try and figure out which is which. Right, what's the deal? What's the deal with these Girsas? So we know that Tanan, we learned. The little Tanan, I mean, period. Amar of Nachman, my bad. The period goes after Tanan. Amar of Nachman. Mag the Tani Anshir. Anshe lo mishtavish. Umad tani ein anshe lo mishtavish. Rav Nachman says, really, the two girsas are not contradictory at all, and anybody who has, depending on what girsa you have, doesn't matter. Meaning, neither of them lo mishtavish didn't make a mistake. Neither of them made a mistake with their girsa, because umad tani anshe lo mishtavish. How do you know? Meaning, what's the case if you have the girsa of anshe yiktan ma'alchan is kol yigdola? That's mokel abenosin. That is if the case is where you put the eruv in the big city, then he can travel the entire city. According to Rav, who says the Girsa is people of the small city are not allowed to travel throughout the entire big city, so that's lo mishtavish damokim abamode. That's only a case of medida, where you are measuring, and that's exactly the art of halacha. The chisuri mechzer, and really the Mishnah is missing words. This is what I meant to say. People who live in a big city can go through the entire small city. The Ein Anshei Yerketana Mahalchen is called Yigdola, and the people of the small city are not allowed to travel on Shabbos throughout the entire big city. Ba'med Dvar Mamurim, when is that? That's B'mode. That's only if you're measuring Yitchum from the small city. But if someone who's in a big city, put his Eruv in a small city, or the opposite case, or if you put the Eruv in the big city, then he gets to travel the entire big city, and he also gets to add on 2,000 Amos, because that's his Makom Shvisa. Rav Yosef said, Amar Ami Bar Abba, Amar Avuna, Ir Shir Shemes Al Sfas Anacho, Yish Lefana Daka, different case. Rav Yosef says the name of Avuna. If a city, Ir Shir Shemes Al Sfas Anacho, if the city is sitting on a riverbed, in Yesh Lefanea Daka Arba, and we'll see this means Arba Amos, if there is a wall that's 4 Amos high, so then Modi Din Lamas Vas Nachal, then you can start measuring the Tchum from the riverbank, meaning from the edge of the city. Then Lav, and if not, if there's no wall that's tall, Ein Modi Din La, Eli Pezach Bezo, then it's not considered a city, then each person has to measure his Tchum Shabbos from his own house. Amilei Abaye, and we'll see in a second why would a wall by a riverbank turn a city into a city. I said back to him, Daka Arba Amos Amos Lan. You're talking about a wall that's 4 Amos tall? Amos Lan Allah? Maishna Mikol Daki Da Alma Darba. Right? Every other time we talk about a Daka, right, we had before. But an entrance or an exit, we're talking about 4 Tvachim. Why are we talking about 4 Amos? Amalei Hasim Lo Be'isa Tashmishta. Hacha Be'isa Tashmishta. Because over there, there's no fear. Be'isa is fear. There's no fear of use. Here in a city, well, it's on a riverbank. If you don't have a wall that's that high, people are going to be afraid to live there. And you're not going to be able to dwell. I mean, people are not going to make a kvius. The Rashi explains that the city is not going to be a city, because people are going to be nervous to settle there because of flooding, etc., etc. So if you don't have a wall that's big enough to keep out the water, so that's not considered a city. It's not kavua. It's not permanent. It's just a bunch of people living randomly in the middle of nowhere. So that's not going to be considered a city unless you have this wall that's 4 Amos high that at least will keep out the water. Okay. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Mina amin Allah." Right? How do I know? How do I know this from? The Tanya, like we learned in a brisa. Hiter Rebbe, Shihu bnei geder yordim lechamson, v'im bnei chamson olin legader. I'll bring you a proof, because Rebbe would not allow the people in Gader. He allowed the people in Gader to go down to a city called Chamson, but he did not allow the people in Chamson to go up to Gader. Apparently they were both situated on a hill. Gader was above, and Chamson was below. And Rebbe allowed the people in Gader to go down to Chamson, but not the people in Chamson to go up to Gader. My time, why? Because apparently Gader and Chamson were both on a riverbank. It's not a river, but there's a mountain. Meaning, and the people in Gadar had built a wall to make sure that people can't, you know, wouldn't fall down the mountain. So apparently, right, he wouldn't let people in Clemson to go to Gadar because the people in meaning Chamsin did not have a wall to protect themselves from the houses, and therefore their tchum was measured from their houses. Meaning Chamsin and Gadar were 2,000 amos away, basically, right, from the beginning of Chamsin to the edge of Gadar was 2,000 amos, but since they didn't have a wall, he wouldn't count Chamsin as its own city, and therefore each person had to measure from their own house, and they wouldn't make it, they wouldn't get to the 2,000 amos. The Gemara is going to reject this understanding of that price in a couple of ways. Kiasa Rav Dimi said, no, that's not the reason why Rebbe wouldn't let people go from Chamsin to Gadar. Because Amar Titzruge Mitatrugelu, because the people in Gadar were attacking, they were terrorizing the people in Chamsin. And then therefore, that's why, right. Sorry, I skipped stuff a little earlier. Right, Tatatri Mekatre Mitatrige Lahu, B'nai Gadar B'nai Chamsin. The people in Gadar were messing with the people in Chamsin. Umay Hitir, what did Rebbe mean when he said Lo Hitir? Hitke, meaning he made a takana that the people in Chamsin couldn't go to Gadar because it was dangerous. Nothing to do with our case at all. Maishna Shabbos. Why? Well, if you're telling me that, why wouldn't he allow them to go on Shabbos? Right, again, apparently, bring this Braisa, talking about Shabbos, right? If you originally had the Havamina that talking about Hilchos Shabbos, about Tchum Shabbos, so why would he make this takana on Shabbos? Mishum deshchicha b'shechrus, because people drink. Have a suda Friday night, Shabbos, people drink. You didn't get them drunk. People in Gadar would get all rowdy, and it would mess up the people in Chamsin. So you wouldn't let the people in Chamsin go to Gadar. Kiyazli the hasam namikad mitadri the. So one second, you told me that the people in Gadar could go to Chamsin. So the problem is the people in Gadar attacking the people in Chamsin. Why would Rebbe allow the people of Gadar to go down to Chamsin? So the Gemara says, "Kalba below Masia Shav Shanim Lo Novach," because if for seven, a dog outside of where he lives for 7 years is not going to bite. Meaning, a person is not going to feel so comfortable as to attack other people. Right? Unfortunately, we see all too often in the news these days where people are just randomly being attacked. Very rarely is it that a person feels comfortable doing that in a city that's not his own. In a person's city, he'll do it. But if he's a guest, and if he's a traveler, he's in another city, he's not really going to do that. So Gemara says, Hashtanamim Tadrik B'in Chamsin L'B'nei Gadar. So one second, if you have guests from Gadar and Chamsin, why wouldn't the people in Chamsin attack the people in Gadar? So Gemara says, Kuli Ha'ilu Ka'ifu. So really, okay, the Gadarians apparently were very, were very aggressive. And, they wouldn't attack the people in Chamsin, but they weren't going to allow the Chamsonians to attack them when they were in their city. Right, it was just in terms of the nature of the people in Chamsin were not like that. It was only people in Gadar, and the people in Chamsin were not necessarily going to attack them. Okay, that's one approach. That it wasn't talking about our issue whatsoever. Rav Safra says, "Ir suya tikash asabi." No, it wasn't a case where it was situated on a mountain. It was situated where, like a keshes, like a bow. I mean, Gadar, if you look at Tosfos over here, Gadar, here's a picture. Gadar looked like a bow, and Chamsin was across from the open space in the bow of the city. And therefore, meaning that's why it couldn't get there, because the tchumim didn't work out, depending on where you measure the tchum from. Right? We said that people in Gadar, right, if it's measured like a bow, so you start measuring the tchum from where, across the flat side of the bow. But from Chamsin, to go straight all the way to Gadar, right, they weren't allowed to traverse the open space and get to the city necessarily. Okay, fine, that's another understanding. And finally, the last understanding is, Yodimi Bar Chinna Amar Anshir Yidgodam Anshir Ketan Harvard. No, simply a case of, like we had in our Mishnah, that Gadar was a big city, Chamsin was a small city. Our Mishnah says that the big city can go to the small city, but the small city cannot go to the big city, right, according to one understanding of the way we read our Mishnah. Okay, fine. Rav Kana taught it like this, that Rav Tivyomi Masnihelchi and Rav Tivyomi taught it like this, Rav Safra Rav Dimi Machinina, right, they had a machokas between the two of them, Chadamar, Irina Asuya Kikashas Havai, Chadamar Anshi Ektanav, Anshi Ektanav Havai, okay, basically recording the last two opinions, slightly different. Alright. So there's the Mishnah. The Mishnah we've been talking about the entire time. The people in the big city can go through an entire small city. And the people in the small city are allowed to go through the big city. And again, if depending on the girsa, right, that we already discussed. The Viter. How does that work? So Mishaya Bir Gadola Benasa Nesiruva Bir Katana. If someone was in a big city and put his Zayr in a small city, Bir Katana Benasa Nesiruva Bir Gadola, or the opposite, that's right, wherever your Erev is, you get the entire city, and you can even count 2,000 Amos outside that city, that's your Makom Shvisa. Rabbi Kiva says, Elo Elamin Makom Erubu Alpayim Amma. Rabbi Kiva says, no, there's no such thing as the entire city, when you put your Erev down. When you put your Erev down, from wherever you put your Erev, you get 2,000 Amos. Rabbi Kiva said to them, don't you admit to me that when a person puts an eruv in a cave, that you don't measure from the exit of the cave, you measure from wherever he put his eruv. So why should it be any different here? So Amalah said back to him, Emasai, when is that true that you only get 2,000 amos from your eruv? Bismash ain't badiurin, if there's nobody living there. If there are people living in the cave, so then Malach is cool. You see that you get the entire cave, and you can then count, and you can count the 2,000 amos from outside the cave. So nimtza kal tocha me'al gaba. So you see, there's a kula if you put the eruv inside the cave as opposed to on top of it. Right? If you put it on top of it, for sure you measure 2,000 amos around. If you put it inside, so maybe if there are people who are living there, so then you can measure your 2,000 amos from the edges, from the outskirts of the cave. Ulamodei she'amru, and if a person is just measuring, so then nos nehapayim ama. Right, again, that's what we scored before. You get 2,000 amos. Shafilu b'sof midazor kal gomara. Even if the edge of the end of the 2,000 amos finishes inside of a cave, so then you only get up until those 2,000 amos and not any further. Okay, Vayter. Let's finish the parrot. Amar Yehuda Mashmua. Shavas bi'ir chareva. Shmuel says that let's say a person set up his shvisa in a city that is desolate. Right, Rashi says midiura. Right, there's nobody living there anymore. So the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Mahalach is kulo v'chutz l'vayim ama. According to the Rabbanan, you still get the entire city, and then you add on 2,000 amas from the edge. Meaning we treat a city that is desolate, that has no people living there, as if it was an actual city, and you count the entire city in your Erev, and then you can add 2,000 amas. Heniach as Eruvo bi'ir chareva, if you put your Erev in your chareva, though, right, meaning if you yourself, Shavas, meaning if you had your own Shvisa in the city, so then you get the entire city and plus 2,000 Amma. But if you put an Eruv in a desolate city, then you only get 2,000 Amma. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Echad Shavas, Mechad Ninyach, Malach, Eskulo, Vechut, Alapayim Amma. Rabbi Elazar says, no. Regardless of whether you put your Eruv or you have your own personal self, you were Shavas there, you still get the entire desolated city. And plus 2,000 amos. Nesve, one second, as you can probably imagine, our Mishnah just said it's based on people who live there. And this here, we're talking about a city that has nobody living there. Right, that's the cool. Gemara asks, Nesve, I'm a land Rabbi Kiva, I eat a modern benosin is eruvu, but marash, in lo me mako me eruvu, ela pai mama, amuloa, I'm a side as much in badurin, ha badurin modulai, ema in, ain't badurin, in sorry, that's a little bit too fast, a little bit too far. Right, so that's the end of the Mishnah. Meaning the Mishnah says that Rabbi Kiva talked to the Chachamim and said, hey, aren't you moda that in the case where you put an Erev in a Ma'ara, you only count 2,000 Amos? And they said to him, no, if there are people living in the Ma'ara, so then you get the entire Ma'ara. Implying, and that's the little Gemara, I kind of jumped a little bit, Haba'ein Badiurin, but implying that if there were no inhabitants, then modulay, they would admit that you get that you count from the Eruv and onward. But if there are people who are living there, so then you get the entire city. But that's exactly the point over here. That, right, again, the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar, right, in a desolate city, how can you say that you get the entire desolate city? The Mishnah just said that it's all based on whether people are living there. Right, so how could both Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar say that if you put your Shvisa in a place without inhabitants, that you get the entire city? So Gemara says, has to reinterpret what the Mishnah says. My in badurin, what does it mean when the Mishnah said there are no people who are living there? In a ruya ladira, it's not fit for living. Meaning, if you're in a cave that has no way that someone could live there, So then in a chinami, you get 2,000 amos from the Eruv. But if it's even feasible for someone to live there, i.e. like in a city that's desolate, that still has buildings, and that's why Rashi says at the first, right, the first Rashi on the Amud, he says that, what do you mean chareva? What do you mean it's destroyed? It's midiurel, that there's nobody living there. Aval mechitzav se'a, but the walls, kayamo savivla, there are still walls in there, meaning it's still fit for living. So that's when the Chachamim would say that, yeah, in a chinami, you would get the entire city plus 2,000 amos. But now, Tashma, let's bring another proof. Shavas pe'ir afili gedola ka Antiochia. Let's say you put your shvisa, you establish your makam shvisa in a city that's as big as Antiochia, which is apparently a big city from back in the day. All right, it reminds us of Antiochus, very, very well could be related, named by the Greeks maybe, I don't know. Either way, let's say there's a huge city like Antiochia, Bama'ara, or you're in a cave, like the cave of Tzidkio, or the Navi says that Tzidkio ran away and he was in this huge cave that was 18 mil, etc., etc. So, if you put it in a tremendous city, so Mahalakas Kulub Kutala Payamama, you get the entire city, right, plus 2,000 amos. So, and Katani Ir Dumya Damara, right? Why does the Mishnah or the Brisa quote a city and a cave in the same thing? It must be that the city's like a cave. Mama Ara Chareva, just like a cave is normally uninhabited, Af Ir Chareva, right? And so too, the city must be uninhabited. Vishavas in Avalhini Achlo. And what does the Mishnah say? The Brisa said, Shavas, if you put yourself in the ear and not your Eruv, right? That implies like Shmuel's understanding of the Chachamim and not Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, money. So who, and the Gemara continues its proof. Money. Who is this price alike? Elam Rabbi Akiva. If you're telling me it's Rabbi Akiva, so obviously it's not Rabbi Akiva. Shita, my Iriya Harifa, my Filu Yeshivanami. Rabbi Akiva says you get 2,000 amos regardless, right? It's nothing to do with whether there are people living there or not. Alav Rabbanan. It must be that this is the Rabbanan Shita, the time of the Shavas in Avalini Echlo. And you see that the only way you get the entire city is if you're Shavas, if you put yourself as the Makam Shvisa, but not if you put your Eruv there. That seems to disprove Rabbi Elazar's understanding of the Chachamim. This Gemara says, Lo Tema Ir Dimi Demara Ela Ema Ma'ara Dimi De'ir. The Gemara says, no, you got the understanding wrong. It's not, you're not comparing the city to the Ma'ara, you're comparing the Ma'ara to the city. Ma'ir Yesheva Af Ma'ara Yesheva. No, just like a city is settled, so too we're talking about a settled cave. Right, Rabbi Akiva, and it's Rabbi Akiva Shita, Damar Enol Mimakam Eruv, Ela Hapayim Amo. This is Rabbi Akiva Shita, and it says you only get 2,000 Amos from your Eruv. Uveshavas Modi. One second, what's the chat here? Hold on, blanking. Meaning, and that's what we're trying to say. That Rabbi Akiva will be mode, that if you're telling me that you're shavas in a city or a cave with residents, so then in achinami, so then you start measuring the eruv outside of the city limits. The Gemara says, well, one second, how come ours to Kiyal Katani? By the Bryce, how could you tell me that we're comparing the cave to the city that they had inhabitants? It compared it to Tzidkio's cave. Yeah, there was nobody in Tzidkio's cave, and certainly, right, Rashi says two pshatim. Right, either there was nobody living there then, and certainly there's nobody living there now. I don't even know where Tzidkio's cave is, right? 18 mil cave is a huge cave. I would love to see it, but I don't know where that is. Right, the few caves that we've gone to in Eretz Yisrael, right, it's certainly not that big. So Gemara says, Kimar Tzidkio velo Kimar Tzidkio. So Gemara says, Enechinami. It's kind of like Tzidkio's cave, and not exactly like Tzidkio's cave. Kimar Tzidkio Gedola, right? It's like Tzidkio's cave in size, meaning that it was huge. Velo Kimar Tzidkio, and it wasn't like Tzidkio's cave. You lost some chareva v'alcha yeshiva. And here it's talking about a case where there were people living there. Mar Yehuda Ashkechinu levnei Mavrachta. Mar Yehuda went to the city of Mavrachta, saw people there. The Kamosve Eruvayu beBeknishta, Debe Agubar. He saw them putting the Eruv in Shul, in the Agubar Shul. Okay. So Amar Lehu, he said to him, Gavadu Tfei, why don't you move it a little further? Right? Because you'll get more space, you'll get more distance. Meaning, assuming that he held of Rabbi Kiva Shita, that you only get 2,000 amos from your Eruv. As he said, put it a little further, so you can walk a little further. So Amar Rava said, Palga, you're a Peleg, you're someone who's dissenting, someone who is disputing, someone arguing, we have no place for you. No one holds like Rabbi Akiva by Erevin because we are Mako, Rashi says. The Kaimalana Alaka Kadibra Mako by Erev, Rabbi Akiva is being Machmir here, no one is holding Hashita, and you don't have to be concerned for it. Hadron Allah Ketzad Ma'avrin, may this limud be a parak, may completing this parak, and may this limud be a schus for all of Am Yisrael when they get the Pisatava. When they get the petek from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we should also be zocha. I should really, really, really try and remember it every single time. So remember, it should be zocha to refuah shleima for Chaim Benjamin Mordechai Ben Aida, and for Chaim Kanievsky and all the people who have corona. Shabbos v'chag gini lizo v'refuah krova lovo. Have a great day or night, Rabosai. Have a great chag. Have a great Yom Tov. Have a great Shabbos. And we'll learn together after. The great Heilig Chag of Simchas Torah. Stay safe, dance as much as you can, but in a safe manner. I know one of the rabbis that I like to listen to, he suggested holding a Gemara this year. We can't all hold the Sefer Torah and kiss it. Well, hold your Gemara. Hold the Gemara that you used to learn Daf Yomi. I thought it was a beautiful pshat. Just hold your Gemara. That's the Torah that we have this year. That's for whatever reason, Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to dance privately. So hold our Gemaras. Hold your kids. Hold whatever. Hold your kid. You can't hold other people who you're not in close contact with, but because the Gemara says in Makos, at the end of Megillah, the Talmud Chacham is a walking Sefer Torah. Okay, so we can't hold and hug people, but at least we should hold our Gemaras, we should dance with the Torah as much as we can, even if we can't physically touch it.